cattle futures closed higher Tuesday. Fundamentals are also part of the recent price pressure in cattle markets, says Stephen Kuntz, coming up on your Cal Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cal Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of April. Cattle futures gained some Tuesday with a likely technical bounce. At the close and before final settlement, live cattle futures were an average of $1.26 higher, while feeder cattle futures were an average of $1.94 higher. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $184 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle. They were $183 to $184 in Kansas and $187 in the North. Dressed delivered prices were $296 to $297 in Nebraska and $297 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was 2 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $302.09 a hundredweight. Select was 37 cents lower at $299.90. Turning to row crops, positive weather outlooks in the United States and South America helped pressure grains Tuesday. Heading toward the close, corn futures were down 4 to 6 cents through December of 25. Kansas City wheat futures were mostly 6 to 13 cents lower through Dec of 25, and soybean futures were mostly 6 cents lower through the front of the board. I had results from just one weekly Tuesday auction at press time with much volume to report. That was for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where there were 1,644 head. 5 and 6 weight steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $6 higher. Remember, if you're looking for weekly market highlights and a summary, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 9 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 7 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 52 points. Late afternoon, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were 61 cents to $1.15 lower through the front six contracts. Funds exiting long positions pulled the rug from under cattle futures when bovine influenza A virus was confirmed in dairy cattle and linked to a human case soon after. However, Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says some price adjustments should already have been expected. According to Kuntz, beef packer margins are as poor as they've been for more than a year. He points out first quarter margins typically are the poorest of the year. In the most recent issue of In the Cattle Markets, Kuntz explains, pressure to lower fed cattle prices remains to be expected. He adds that cash cattle feeding margins are also relatively even compared to the strength observed in all of 2023. Under such conditions, pressure on feeder cattle prices are anticipated. Given these underlying conditions, a rapid return to observed high price levels for fed cattle and calves is unlikely, he says. Further, Kuntz noted, the inventory of cattle on feed for more than 150 days, as calculated from USDA reports, is among the most since the pandemic. Therefore, Kuntz says, packer leverage and bargaining will remain strong into the second quarter, and the impetus for other heavy placements will be mitigated. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 10th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.